Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Yeah, and with us tonight is a long-time-coming rad special guest. He's a panel van enthusiast, chef, and actor of the stage and screen. Most notably, he played Detective John Frost in our Mr. Dark series and Jim Bob in Night of the Witch. The Johnny Depp to my Tim Burton, my good buddy, Jason Young.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
But before we start talking to you, let's plug our merch.
Yes, we got merch. We also have an Amazon wish list. Go check it out. Our merch, we got t-shirts, we got beanies, we got a bunch of rad stuff. So go check it out. Yep. Help support us.
www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com. Check out our Amazon wish list too and buy some cool stuff.
Yeah.
So Jason, hey.
Hey.
We've been meaning to get you on the podcast for a while, or wanting to. Yeah. How's it going?
It's good.
It's going good. Well, let's just jump into, what are your three favorite horror films? Yeah, it's a fun question to ask guests.
I was thinking about this quite a bit. I think it would have to be, I mean, I'm not a huge horror guy. You know this. We've talked about this.
Which is why we brought him on the podcast. Yeah. The horror podcast.
Because it fits, right? I really like sci-fi films. So yeah. If I'm going to do horror, it would be, sci-fi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, Aliens.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Great. What's another one? Event Horizon.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that one.
That's a great one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
You haven't seen Event Horizon?
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. We have to watch that.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good flick.
So, the first Alien or the second Alien or all of them?
I think the second one, I think, is my favorite.
No, that's my favorite, too. All the military and action. Yeah. There's the big queen alien, and she gets in that mech suit and fights it.
Yeah.
I love when she duct tape two guns together, like a flamethrower and her machine gun.
Yeah, she does.
She's a badass.
I used to do that when I was a kid, like with my toy guns. I would duct tape them together and go play and stuff like that.
And there's the kid, right, in that one?
Newt.
Yeah. That she saves. And it ends up just being them that live, I think.
Yeah, I think the other soldier? No. I think maybe one other soldier, but then in Alien 3, they just die, right? The crash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alien 3 sucks so bad. I didn't like it. Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really think I only saw the first two.
Yeah.
Same.
Really?
Well, I remember you watched 3 and you're like, it's stupid. I hated it. Don't watch it.
Yeah, but Resurrection is pretty cool with Sigourney Weaver and Winona Ryder. That one's it's off the wall. It's bonkers. The newer ones aren't that great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they should do something cooler with it. Well, what other films do you...
Well, I was just kind of looking online for sci-fi horror.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, refresh my memory. And one of them was They Live.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. It really stands out as seeing that and really liking that film.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while, but I used to love that when I was a kid. John Carpenter, mm-hmm. They Live. Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
And that one actress that has her eyes are naturally weird. She's like the lead actress in it. They're like this weird shade of blue.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her name, but yes, I know who you're talking about.
Fun trivia for her. One of the things she'll say in casting if she's going for sci-fi roles or stuff like that, she's like, I come with my own special effects eyes. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
She does have pretty cool eyes.
That's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really good.
That's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, I guess sci-fi horror is probably my thing. And another thing, I've just recently gotten back into reading Stephen King's books.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me a lot of the books that have been made into films. And those are cool too.
So have you always read Stephen King, like growing up and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've read like all of Stephen King, but I know, you know, back in the, when I was a kid, I read, not a kid, but you know, I read, you know, Carrie and Cujo and Christine. And,
so would you say you're more of a fan of reading horror than watching it?
Not necessarily. I think that like what Stephen King writes, it's a lot of supernatural and not necessarily gore. That's only, that's really the only thing I don't like about horror is like the super gory stuff.
Yeah.
But I like the...
right. It's funny because he's in a lot of horror films with super gory stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But fun gore. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, where you know, his stories are always more... I mean, there's always, there's gore elements in it, but it's, it's not a straight up slasher pick or something, you know?
Yeah. Trying to think, like, I haven't read many Stephen King books. I read more Dean Koontz when I was a kid. I just liked his style of writing more, but I have read It, and I've read like one of his short story books, and a couple others. Can't really remember. I never read the big epics he did. What were those? They've always tried to make him into movies. The Tower, whatever.
The Dark Tower? Dark Tower.
I think they made like one movie.
They've tried.
Or
I think they made a TV show and then a movie, or they tried both.
I think they were going to make a TV show. I know. I remember reading a long time ago that it was going to... I think they were going to start with a movie and then do a TV show to, so they could tell the whole story, and it just never happened. And then the movie that they did really doesn't reflect the books.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a...
Have you read the books?
Yeah. I'm actually starting to reread them.
Oh, gotcha.
There's 8 books.
Hmm.
And dang. It's, I mean, it was, he started that, the Dark Tower series when he was 19 or 20, some of his earliest stuff that he wrote for, a science fiction magazine.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
That's cool.
He would write like a chapter would be in 1 month's episode. So it's like his life's work, this Dark Tower. I mean, it took him, not sure when the last one came out, but it's like 2010 or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In my head, they were like, those are books that he wrote like in the 80s, maybe the 90s, but I didn't know it went all the way to 2010.
I might be wrong about when the last one came out, but
gotcha.
I think it was early 2000s, but it was a good stretch of his life writing those books. But then they made the Dark Tower movie with Idris Elba and his name,
good old McConaughey.
Oh, that's right.
Really, you know, it's
I do want to see it. Like, I just haven't seen it streaming anywhere.
Yeah,
because I mean, I like both those guys.
I watched it, and it's nothing like the books. They took little bits of it, and I think it's just not. I mean, it needs a mini series or a series.
Yeah.
To tell the story, because it's
too much, like, too complicated.
Eight, 9 books. It's 12,000 pages or something. I mean, it's a crazy amount.
Yeah. Well, he's popular now. Like, because when they did that It remake years back, he became popular again, Stephen King, and they did a lot. Like, they did that Castle Rock series on Hulu. They did, like, that one show on HBO with Jason Bateman that I watched. But he's been doing a lot. Yeah. Or they've been making a lot of his work into films lately and TV shows. So what's your favorite Stephen King book then? Or movie? Or both?
You know, I don't know. Movie?
Fucking Maximum Overdrive.
That's
weird. All the way.
I mean...
I remember some of the... I can't say I've watched all of his movies. Not like I haven't read all of his books. But
yeah.
Some of them, it's like... I remember never read Maximum Overdrive, but the movie I thought was, you know, it was not, you know, just,
I don't think it was ever a book. I think it was, he wrote it for the screen and directed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That it just, I mean, I don't think he's, I can't say that. I think like It, the last, version of It that came out was a, you know, they, I think a lot of his stuff, his movies seems to not, they're either like made for TV movies or mm-hmm. they're really low budget. They don't have like the funding. Like maybe that's not always true.
Yeah.
It's like they're, yeah, there's just not, some of them are,
yeah. I
don't remember being all that good. But.
Well, what about you? What's like your favorite Stephen King film or series?
You know, I really like Dr. Sleep.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Yeah. I really enjoyed that one. But I don't think I've read a lot of Stephen King books. So I'm just seeing the movies.
Just the movies, yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. I got a visceral reaction from it when I watched it too. So
yeah, Dr. Sleep was really good. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. There's always The Shining, right? Everyone's seen that.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, the most well-done Stephen King is probably Misery's really good. That's a good movie. True. I have a soft spot for the It TV series with Tim Curry.
Yeah.
The thing about that was I watched it when I was a kid and it was playing during the day. And it was like the first time I ever remember being terrified watching something on TV during the daytime, because usually that stuff would play at night historically. Right. And it just scared the crap out of me.
Well, yeah. I did like the first new version of it, the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
The second movie was like, it sounded so good with all the casts, and then they just didn't pull it off quite well for me. But the first one I really enjoyed too.
Yeah.
The first one was good.
Yeah, I agree. But
another one that really stands out is Creepshow.
Ooh,
I remember that. I mean,
Creepshow's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember how much of that he wrote or directed, but he at least produced it, right? Or did he write it? I'm not sure.
There's two, if I remember correctly, there's like five shorts in that.
Mm.
And I think two of them were based on his short stories.
Those are a couple movies, the Creepshow and Creepshow 2, I'd like to revisit. I know it's a TV series now on Shudder or something, but I don't think he has anything to do with it. I could be wrong though, but yeah. Didn't you say you're a Jaws fan? Or was that you?
No,
that's you.
I am a Jaws fan.
You're the Jaws fan.
You are not a Jaws fan.
No.
I am a Jaws fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing, I don't know when this would have been, middle 80s, but Jaws 3 in 3D.
Oh, my God.
It's like the first 3D movie I think I ever saw.
Were you blown away?
Oh, my God. That one. That movie.
I don't know. I just remember, you know, having the 3D glasses and just thinking, I don't remember the movie that much. I just remember the 3D.
The 3D element. Yeah. So do you remember like any specific 3D things that jumped out? Was it the shark?
I think the shark did. I don't, yeah.
It'd be hilarious if it was in 3D and the shark didn't jump out at all.
If memory serves, 3 is in the Bahamas.
Is it?
The mom went to get away from the shark trying to hunt her family, and then the shark ended up in the Bahamas because of the like radars.
The shark followed her.
Right.
The shark followed her to the Bahamas to kill off the family line because, you know.
Yeah, I'm not like an avid Jaws fan. So I think I have them right there. So there's four. So then like when you get to four, like what's the plot line? Is it the same shark through all of those, or is it family,
I think it's
friend?
The baby.
Is like it a
the
baby? So it's never the same shark.
Because they blow the one. I mean, the sharks get blown up.
So is it ever explored that, like, is it just relation? Is it a friend? Is it just.
I think it's like the shark of the original Jaws, if I remember correctly. I haven't seen him in a while.
They're just out
now. I'm gonna
revenge.
Have to watch it. This is out for revenge.
They're like super hyper intelligent sharks that have like alien brains.
Yeah, you know how like in Jack Frost 2, where he follows him to the Bahamas.
Yeah. So that's Jaws.
Yeah, it's that.
Have you seen the classic horror film Jack Frost?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, you're not missing out too much. The first one's
way
fun,
better, but the second one is not.
So, like going back when you were a kid growing up, then was horror in like your peer group? Like, did you have buddies that were into horror? Because I find it really curious. Me just being a horror fan, and we've made a lot of horror movies together. That it's not like your favorite type of film. So, Is it just?
No, you know, yeah. It's never really, you know, I don't think, I mean, I think you're my only friend that's really a horror guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of people that are into horror.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I don't remember, you know, friends that were really into horror or anything like that. But
yeah, because I think I, you know, a few of my friends are like, oh, the new Friday the 13th is out, or the new, maybe it was like the small town I grew up in. I had like a grade school teacher who he'd drive his motorcycle. It was like sixth grade or something. And he came into the class and he's like telling us about his weekend. And he just said, yeah, I just got done seeing Nightmare on Elm Street 6. Freddy's Dead in 3D over the weekend. He's like explaining how awesome it was and how many the gory kills were happening, and the kids were like, "Whoa!" But I don't know. Yeah, I guess it was more prevalent in my culture when I was growing up, and the people around me for some reason.
It wasn't. I mean, no one I knew. I would just watch them by myself in my bedroom, and then like when we were teenagers, my friend and I would watch. Like on Halloween, we'd watch them. And when I was younger, I'd watch them to scare the crap out of myself so that I can be prepared for just in case something like this happened. And I'd be like, okay, I've watched this. I got this.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I'm prepared. But like we would watch them, but she wasn't like, oh my God, horror movies.
Yeah.
Or I was like, fuck yeah, horror movies.
That's but awesome.
Quietly to myself because everyone else was like, well, that's weird.
I remember seeing, you know, in the 80s, seeing, you know, all of those movies when they first came out, you know, the first Friday the 13th,
and yeah,
Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, going to the theater.
Oh, so you went, you saw those, yeah.
But that's
cool.
You know, never, and that's why, I mean, I think, you know, you're a little bit younger, so by the time, you know, you were in your teens.
Mm.
You know, there was multiple of those franchises. With
right. It was already like established,
right?
For sure.
And I was just never. I mean, I went and saw them, but it wasn't like, woohoo, I gotta go see the next
You're
one.
Like, oh my God, I go.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So of all those films that you talked about, do you have like a number one? Like, if you were to say you had one favorite horror movie of all time, which one would it be?
I don't know. Favorite horror movie. I think the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Was really good. That kind of stands out.
That's a good one.
I remember that being scared.
One. Yeah.
Actually being frightened seeing that.
Well, there's some strikingly frightening imagery in that, the first one, like especially like that alleyway one where his shadow and his.
Yeah.
And that's too, like, I mean, you seeing that for the first time. He's not as silly because as those go, he just becomes a comedian.
Right.
Yeah.
He's playing Nintendo. He's like, oh, I'm going to get you kids or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, God, that
kind of stuff. Yeah. But that first one, he was just straight horror. And I think he might have had like a couple of quippy lines, but it wasn't, they weren't leaning into the pop culture and because it didn't exist yet. It was, it was just horror.
So what's the last horror movie that you actually watched?
I think the last one that I went to the theater was Quiet Place.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was good. It was well done. I was, I think we saw it in the theater and we were both kind of surprised of how well it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, cool, like filming technique because you couldn't speak. So a lot of the film is silent to a degree. They just can't speak, but you hear the atmosphere, you hear the environment, you hear the score.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the thought that he put into it because he watched a lot of horror and like what made people go and like start to get tense and tried to weave that in because there wasn't a lot of lines and a lot of speaking.
So was the first one the one where she had to give birth and not make a sound?
Oh my God. She steps on the nail. She steps on the nail and has to give birth.
That's an intense scene right there.
She's a badass.
Yeah. I won't go back and watch that. I remember not the second one wasn't as good. It was still okay.
It was okay. Yeah, it was okay movie. But yeah, the first one, I think the second one loses it because you're now you know what to expect. You know, and the first one, you didn't know what was happening. You didn't really know,
yeah,
you know, about the monsters and all that stuff. And so you got to build it up better. But
they get it in Quiet Place too, where you're both blind and deaf, and that's the movie you're watching. I don't, it's just a black screen for like an hour and a half, and then they let you go get your money. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be funny. Yeah. I remember liking the, there's a thing they did with the lighting in that film. I can't remember, where suddenly when your third act comes, everything's red. And I think that was because of some kind of emergency lights. Was that what happened? I can't remember.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a smart, they used it because, you know, a lot of times when that stuff happens, your environment just kind of becomes red without knowing where the source is coming from. But there they had like a reason to, and they used it for like heighten everything,
mm-hmm.
the horror of it. Yeah.
So subgenre of horror, you like sci-fi horror. Yeah. That's probably your favorite.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite?
I don't know. Like Saw, those kind of like,
yeah, the
body horn,
gory,
yeah,
you know,
but this
thing's just
the older I get, the more and more I don't like that stuff. I don't like a lot of body horror or like the torturous gore. I like it more on the fun side, like the stuff that we've done, like for Night of the Witch, where there's a silly element to it,
right?
Or like my favorite film, Evil Dead 2, there's a lot of gore, but it's not horrific, it's fun.
Yeah,
I think there's a fine line there, for sure.
I think when it becomes too realistic, that's something that could actually happen, that's when it's like, nah.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I'm on the same page with you there. Like I don't like, and for me it's funny, like in, you know, on film set I throw blood everywhere, but if I see blood in real life, I get whew.
Oh my,
like, yeah. If I cut my finger, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta find a Band-Aid, or I can't look at it. I'm getting a little woozy.
The first time I had fell and busted my face open, and we were still dating, and I'd sent him a picture, and he was like, wait, is that real? And I was like, yeah, it's real. And he was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, I don't do blood. And I was like, wait, are you really? Because I was just on a film set with you, and there was blood everywhere. And he's like, yeah, but that was fake blood, not real blood. And
I
was
like, just pretend.
Huh.
You're actually hurt. You know, it's so real blood.
Cut my finger. Oh my god. And he's like, what? I'm like, no, you don't want to see this.
No, I don't. I'm getting queasy now just talking about it. I don't want to see any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm all like, oh, sorry
you hurt yourself, but I gotta go lay down. Yeah.
You know? Pretty much.
I gotta go lay down.
I'm like, no, no worries, I'll handle it. It's fine.
That's funny.
As he passes out.
Uh-huh. Yep. But it's super curious that, you know, you act in a lot of horror, but you don't really like the genre. Well, some of it you do, but it's not your favorite, right? So let's talk about that. Why have you acted in a lot of horror, but you're not a fan of the genre per se?
Well, you know, I don't know a lot of filmmakers that want to put me in all of their films. So the one that I do, it's like, I'm gonna, okay, oh yeah, sure.
Sure, you want to cover me in blood?
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. I don't have a, you know, and that's another thing. It's, you know, when you're making it, obviously it's make-believe, right? It's,
mm-hmm.
There's no, you know, it's fake blood. It's fake wounds.
Right.
It's not,
you know.
When James and I came to the Night of the Witch trailer set for the first time, he went out and helped, and he'd never watched horror movies, scared the crap out of him. Like, he was not doing that. And then he comes back and he was like, Mom, I just saw a cheerleader get stabbed 17 times, and I think I'm okay with horror movies now. He was like, because I know what happens behind the scenes, so it's okay.
Right. That's funny.
And then we made a deal that he had to watch Scream 4 and I had to watch Edward Scissorhands, which is terrifying to me. And I didn't make it through the movie 15 minutes, but he watched Scream 4.
we'll get into your Edward Scissorhands in some other podcast, because that's really fascinating. Yeah, I've told this to, you know, people before. There have been some other actors and crew members that have been on sets of my films that just aren't a fan of the genre. But the one thing that you can say is that it's a hell of a lot of fun making it,
mm-hmm.
because you get to, there's people dressed up in costumes, or you could be in a different genre. You got blood flying everywhere. There's like fun weapons and chainsaws. There's silly lines. That's fun to make. Mm-hmm. Right? It's fun to see. It's like, you know, watching Halloween be made. Not the movie, but just the celebration of it.
Right.
The holiday.
So yeah. In all of the films of Jesse's that you've acted in, which one is your favorite?
Oh, this is fun. Yeah, we'll just start getting into talking about our work together.
Right.
Yeah, what is your favorite role? I think I've asked you this before, but I forget. We have done more stuff since I think I've asked you.
Yeah. You know, it goes back. How far does it go back? What was the first thing we did?
The very first thing?
Was it the...
I think the very first thing we did was when I was attempting to shoot a little film called Leroy Lovegun.
That's right.
Okay. And it was a 70s exploitation Elvis impersonator doing karate going about saving the town.
Yeah.
And it taught me a lot, but man, I didn't know anything about filmmaking. And you had played a villain in that. I'm so glad that no one's ever going to see any of that.
I think, yeah, I remember that. And it was really, I had only been acting, I'd maybe been in one play at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then. So, I mean, I was brand new to acting too.
Yeah.
And I remember watching some of it. I mean, you just showed me a little bit of it. I was like, ooh, okay. That's
not very good. But maybe after that, because I went on to do like Leroy Lovegun, like kind of shorts.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah. And then we did a short film called Borrower's Etiquette. But I think
that was fun. I remember doing that.
But I think it was really around when I decided to take filmmaking more seriously and you wanted to take acting more seriously when we landed on doing the Mr. Dark series. It's kind of like the first time that we both really tried to do something bigger and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Mr. Dark stuff might be my favorite. Playing Jim Bob in Night of the Witch was really fun too.
Yeah,
over the top kind of
character. I love Jim Bob.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I know that I've always like. I think I have some scripts too where we were toggling around with doing the idea of some like Jim Bob shorts to promote Night of the Witch. Yeah. Those would have been fun, but we never got around to doing it. It just would have been.
Like Jim Bob in the garage, getting his kit together.
Well, it was like he would do a vlog.
Yeah, he would be like, right.
Yeah, which, yeah, those are both really fun.
I can't think of the name. The Callaway Place. What's the
13 Callaway Place? 13
Callaway Place. Yeah. That was really fun, and I really, I don't always. I try not to be too critical of what I see me mm-hmm. doing, you know, of my, you know, performance or my acting, but there's always like, oh, you know, you could do something better. But I really liked my take on that character.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love 13 Callaway Place.
That's one of my favorite ones that I've done, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that you did really good in that. Everyone did, but yeah, your character was good. It wasn't too over the top. It was in the world of, you know, his quirkiness came after the reveal.
Right.
Right? And even Tanya's characters, hers too, like your dynamic between you two really, like you see it in that last scene,
mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Of like, okay, these two, you're kind of way more scatterbrained than we let on to believe, and she's, you know, a little bit more too.
Right.
But yeah, that was a great one. Yeah. I love your Jim Bob character. I wish I do want to do more with that eventually, you know, with something. All the Mr. Dark stuff we've done has been a lot of fun. My favorite is Field of Screams.
That's my favorite too.
That was fun.
I mean, that one was I was off the heels of shooting Night of the Witch. The initial run we shot, then so there's three things we did for Night of the Witch. The first one was a proof of concept trailer shoot to do a crowdfunding campaign to get money.
This is the
shirt
for,
right?
For those watching on YouTube,
right? to make a feature film. We didn't raise enough money, but we raised enough money partially to make a short film. So then I retooled that and we shot that short film over like 3 days. And then we had to go back a year later and do like a day and two days of reshoots.
Right.
because there was a lot of things that just went wrong.
Yeah, didn't work.
You had like two actors drop out like the day of.
The day of the shoot. Yeah. I think the one thing that threw a big wrench in everything was the main actress pulled out like last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then a smaller role actress pulled out too. So it was making that decision. I was like, okay, we have all of our cast and crew here. Do we continue shooting? Right. And then we did. And it just messed everything up. Not everything. I used probably like over half of what we shot, like 70% probably. But we needed to get a new ending and had to reshoot a few other scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot, what were we talking about?
You were talking about the roles that you...
Yeah. Right. I just trailed off there. But yeah, so Night of the Witch, is something I made.
And the character of Jim Bob, and I know we've talked about, we talked a lot about Mr. Dark, John Frost, and the character. I mean, over the time that we made those, there was a lot of other ideas that didn't ever come to anything. And that's kind of the same thing with Night of the Witch, or there's been other stories that might have been made.
For sure.
But I just thought that the Jim Bob character, that it leaves the door open for, there's a bunch of stories of his,
of his witch hunting. Because we hunt witches.
Yeah.
And that's like my favorite line that you've ever said.
I know, everyone does blow.
You're like super excited.
Well, another cool thing about your character is you're the old, that's like a cast of teens. And so you get like an older figure, right? You almost get, not as much because it was super short, but a father figure, someone like almost a protector-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it was a good element to have someone that's not, you know, a teenager in that. Right? I think you were the only character that was older. I mean, the witch.
Well, the witch and actually Emily's character, because she had been...
Yeah, but she was an adult,
but not by much.
You could say like 5 years, like 25. And, you know, Jim Bob over here, he's like, I don't know. Well, in the end of it, he was like, what, 60-something probably? No, that character was a lot of fun. The most recently, the last thing we did around Halloween was Jack Shit, where, check that out. Or check out everything we're talking about. We'll throw links in here. But you played a small role. Well, a lot of people did. And it's like a 2-minute short, but it's packed as much as we could with characters. It's a film crew.
Mm-hmm.
And really there's like three that like are the stars, and it's littered with, you know, other ones. And you played a sound guy in like the best outfit that ever put together.
Yeah. That was amazing.
What was it? Like running shorts, sunglasses, a wife beater that says save the bees.
It was cut off.
It's like a little crop top.
Yeah.
Chewing bubble gum, blowing bubbles.
Yeah.
Holding the boom mic.
I know. It's things like that. Like, oh, I wish I could do something more with this character, but you can't because you have to stick around the script. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think just thinking about those two characters, Jim Bob and then the sound guy with the save the bees shirt.
Yeah.
Where it's fun, you know, as an actor, and working with you, where you give your like free rein to kind of create the character.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jim Bob, you know, had been a little different in the trailer we shot. And I think we had the hat and it's part of the outfit. By the time we put together the short film, by the second year of it, there just had been so many more pieces added to Jim Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became more of a solid character, you know?
And more pieces, literally, like you had like a vest of dynamite and like more stuff was added to you. But I do, you know, part of me misses that original Jim Bob idea we had in that trailer, like that guy, right? That guy was cool.
Yeah.
They're all cool. Jim Bob's cool. Yeah.
Jim Bob is cool. What's your favorite Mr. Dark episode that you did?
Episode or short?
Episode.
You could call them episodes.
We're just going to call them episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it really kind of evolved. The original, whatever, three,
mm-hmm.
It had a way different feel than the final three, I guess.
For sure, yeah.
And we were really trying to do something kind of more serious, not really serious, but a little more, the tone of it was more.
Yeah, no, we were, definitely.
A little darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and John Frost was he wasn't the comic relief that he was in the last few.
Right. Yeah. What was your favorite then, thinking about it? Well, I guess there's different favorites, right? What was your favorite to make? And then what's your favorite, like, final product to, like, observe, to watch? Or is it the same one?
Trying to think, what was it? The Frost special, I think, was probably the most fun to make.
That's where it was a one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole thing was one take. Yeah, I just, you know, talked with another local filmmaker in town who said that he saw that and he thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was really fun. Just just doing the one take was really cool. Just how many times we rehearsed it and timed it to get it right.
Yeah.
That was really fun. And it's knowing what went into it. It's kind of the best. I think the one I enjoy the most, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's cool. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's your favorite one that I've done of Mr. Dark?
I mean, I really liked Feel the Screams
a
lot. I think that you and Emily had really good chemistry.
Yeah.
And that was just, like, your back and forth was really great. Mm. I really enjoyed that. And I did like the Eat It, Take It, Love It. That was fun. The 80s flashback was fun. And with your mullet and...
Yeah.
That was a good
Sarah
one.
And Sarah being a badass. Yeah.
Yeah. They all have a special place for me, but... Field of Screams is probably my favorite all around. Yeah. Favorite to make and favorite to watch still. Mm-hmm. I think that one holds up the most if you're just going to go back and watch one, because it's almost like self-contained too. You don't need any other knowledge.
Right.
One
thing I think it's really cool about the John Frost, the Mr. Dark shorts, is if you watch them from beginning to end, you really see your progression as a filmmaker, because they just became kind of even more like the idea of what you wanted to do with
kind
of making them more lighthearted.
Yeah.
And that they were just more concise. You know, the ones in the beginning, you know, they were kind of drawn out. And I think you just became
a better filmmaker
through the process of making those, and how to tell a really concise story
in that short amount of
without having it didn't have to be 10 minutes or whatever, you know, you just pack a lot into.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Learn as I go. I like to hopefully think that get better as we do them for the most part overall, but
and even thinking about, you know, when we started Mr. Dark, you know, it was you and I, basically. Yeah,
it was. It was. Know? I was a one-man show with my camera, and I would shoot it, I would light it, I would run sound. Some people would help here and there, but for the most part, it was, I had to rely, just, I had to know where to do everything, and then I didn't have a vehicle, so we would load everything up in your car, and then you would do a lot of work, too, a lot of the setup and the takedown, and get into your costume and get into character. So I mean, that part of it, looking back, was a lot of fun, like the do it yourself. And we did it. I think the one thing that I wanted to do with those first three, that original run, was just do it, get it done and get it made no matter what happens. And then we did that. And that was a lot of fun. But, you know, talking about Mr. Dark and Night of the Witch and Jack Shit, I'm currently writing new stuff for all of that could be into a bigger anthology piece, but I'm writing a brand new Mr. Dark, a new Night of the Witch, and a new jack shit, and we'll see where they go and like what character you'd want to play, I think is really interesting. But yeah, I think where I'm going with Mr. Dark for this one, we've talked about it before, but if you do pay, if you have watched it, the progression makes sense. And if you haven't, you wouldn't even know. I mean, the guy could be in his 20s or the guy could be in his, you know, your age. So it just kind of depends.
Hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
We're talking about fun rad films that you guys have made together.
Okay, yeah. Oh my God. I was trying to think of more stuff. We've done a lot. We've done so much. I think one day I've counted and it was like we've made like 18 or something credited things. And then usually if you're not in something, you're on the set doing something. I don't think there's been a time recently where you haven't been involved at all.
I don't think so. I can't even think. I'm trying to think of the short you did. It was for one of the contests
was it Final Blow with Wes?
No. Were you on Final Blow set?
No. Yeah, I was on set.
He ran sound. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was a fun one. I'm just trying to, what was the one we did? It was Ron Ford was in it and
Game of Cards.
Yeah, Game of Cards.
Yeah.
That was one. I don't think I had, I know I was on set. For
you
that.
You were. What were you doing?
I
can't remember.
Taking pictures. I don't know, but I didn't have any
No, you weren't taking photos. Rebecca did the photography behind the scenes. I think
maybe
you ran sound.
Sound on that one too. Yeah. I'm thinking I did now because I remember.
We've done so many things together that, it's crazy. Yep.
That's awesome,
though. Yeah.
That you guys have your little duo.
I know. What's the best Bloody Mary you've ever had?
Well, this one on the Bloody Married podcast.
That's silly.
Aside from this one, one is your best?
Do you remember? Are there any places that you go like that they have a good Bloody Mary, or do you even like Bloody Marys that much?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
so just choking this one down. Like,
I do like them. I'm not like a, I don't know, I'm like a super brunch person or trying to find the best Bloody Mary. But I remember going to brunch, I think at the Davenport years ago and getting one that was good.
Yeah.
Really good.
There was a time before COVID that we were going around and tasting different Bloody Marys.
Yeah. You know, locally, there's this
locally.
dive bar called, not dive bar, kind of, the Satellite. They actually have a pretty good Bloody Mary.
I don't think I've had one there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Or anything else you want to chat about while you're here?
Any projects you want to plug?
No, I don't. I don't have anything going on right now.
We can just plug our stuff. So, Night of the Witch, if you haven't, you should check that out.
Check it out.
Jack Shit or some Mr. Dark stuff that we've done in the past. We'll put links up and you can watch it. And I don't have anything for sure lined up that I'm going to shoot next, but you'll probably be in it. I mean, I at least do one short a year, you know, bare minimum. But we'll see what's coming. Yeah.
I have to think about the Mr. Dark, the first three we shot. You made all three of those in a year.
I know.
That was some work.
Yeah. I had more energy back then.
You're a younger whippersnapper.
Well, and you didn't, doing it so, DIY.
DWI.
Do it yourself.
That you didn't have to wrangle so many people or worry about other people's schedule or how to get people. So
it was really just like the actors and Tom. I think he came on a lot of it. Steve helped. Not big crew. But also that was like a time too where I think I for sure wanted to like prove myself and to, that I could do it and to like try and make a name for myself in town. And I think you want to do the same thing too.
And look at us now.
And look at us now in the basement doing a podcast.
Talking about the good old days.
Yeah. Well, anyways, if you're listening, I hope you found it entertaining or enjoyable listening to us talk about film and stuff.
Yeah. And go check out the fun rad films that they make together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
our Bloody Marys are dead.
So are we.
So are we. Drink in moderation. Bye-bye.
See you later.